album. The Hoops Zooted. The show that combines your two favorite things. Weed and basketball. Pack a ball and grab a seat as Evan rambles on about this team he's loved for the past 40 plus years.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 28. We made it. AKA, this team just hates the regular season. And as you can see tonight, I've got my ring light in party mode tonight because we made it. The regular season is over. Finally. Finally, we're here to meaningful basketball. You know, it's been a long, long season, and I wouldn't say disappointing. A little less than expectations for sure, but definitely not disappointing quite yet. Because we haven't ended it yet, so it could still end and be disappointing. So I've still got a tiny little sliver of hope. So. Anyway, so tonight, you know, in celebration, yeah, I've got the little party light. That's why see my face keep changing colors here. And tonight we're going to smoke out of the wizard pipe. And I'm smoking a little bit of apple blossom blueberry, hybrid mixed together. So anyway, we made it. We finally made it. So before I do my recap, let me take a couple hits, play a little bit of music, and we'll get into it. I'll see you in a minute. If I play the right one, too, that helps. See, I haven't taken a hit yet. That's much better. Oh, I guess I forgot to put my phone on silent. Anyway, whoever that was, they can wait. Back to Hoops Zooted. So the recap for the week. We had five games this week and went 3-2 over the week. Two kind of expected losses, but still, those losses really are what kept us out of, getting the sixth seed. We did have a chance at the sixth seed before that happened. So anyway, to recap, to start with, last Saturday we had the Cavs, and we had a win over them, 116-97. Fairly comfortable win. That makes us, 2-0 against them this season. And, I liked the Cavs at the beginning of the season, but, I'm, as I've been watching them here lately, you know, I kind of worry about their chemistry problems. It seems like there's, you know, kind of a disconnect between Donovan Mitchell and everybody else. Like, you know, just from an outsider's observation, it just kind of looks like they're not all on the same page. And it seems like Donovan's kind of the guy that's the odd man out, but that's just my observation on that. Just thought it was interesting because, you know, I really like that team. And I know a lot of people, a lot of Lakers fans in particular, you know, are high on Donovan Mitchell. And I've seen, oh my God, a ridiculous trade that people have been throwing out. I think Bleacher Report threw out this week of, you know, giving up Rui, Reeves, Gabe Vincent, and I think it was even 2 first round picks for as well. And I was just like, that's just outrageous. Like, you know, I like Donovan, but yeah, like this stripping the team for him, I don't like that. So, so anyway, you know, just a little sidebar on that. But you know, back to the recap, you know, do we follow that up with a, you know, tough loss to the T-Wolves. And, you know, they're still not, you know, fully healthy, still don't have Cat back, but they did have Gobert back. And, you know, we also, you know, had some injury issues as well. And, you know, that was an unfortunate loss. But then we, you know, followed that up, of course, unfortunately, with another loss to the Warriors, you know, 120 to 134. The following game. And then, I know, yeah, I guess it was the following night. Those were back-to-back, yeah. Weren't they? Or no, I'm sorry, the Cavs and T-Wolves were back-to-back, yeah. Sorry. That was over a week ago. Damn stoner, yeah. So the Cavs and T-Wolves were the back-to-back. But then, you know, so we lost to the T-Wolves and the Warriors. And then we had a closer than expected win over the Grizzlies, you know, and the Grizzlies, you know, had like, I believe like 13 guys on their injury report. So like we were basically playing their G League team and we barely beat them 123 to 120. So that was a little disturbing, but also kind of, you know, at the end of the season, kind of easy to kind of like, underestimate an opponent like that, and especially guys that are really, you know, trying hard for, you know, a job. So yeah, that's one of the times that it's kind of like a drag to play the G League guys, because they're going to be real tryhards in games like that, because they're really trying to show somebody. But we got the win, thankfully. And you know, that same night, you know, both was it. Now I'm trying to remember the teams that lost that helped us get in the 8 seed. anyway, I should take another hit. I think that's a sign that I should just take another hit, since I'm not remembering that off the top of my head, and since I didn't bother to write it down on my little rundown sheets here. So that just take another hit. So. Anyway, it was nice because it gave us the 8 seed. Yeah, both the Kings and the Suns both lost that night. The Pels beat the Suns, and still blanket on whoever beat the Kings, but well, that's right. It was the Warriors. It was the Warriors who beat the Kings, but so. Anyway, now I distract myself with some coughs here. This is a slow moving show today. It's been a long day. I think we're all glad the regular season is over. You know, time to let the hair down a little bit, I guess. So anyway. Back to what I was saying. Yeah, the win over the Grizzlies is what I was talking about, I believe, right? So, yeah, we got that win. And then tonight, to finally seal off the regular season, we got a very important win and a very dominant win at that over the Pelicans, 124 to 108. We were just from the jump, you know, on top of them, and we won this game, you know, wire to wire. So yeah, it's, you know, and this is three games we played them this year and three games we've just simply dominated them. So we should feel pretty good going into the play-in game, because that is exactly who we're going to be playing. So that's the other great thing, is we don't have to travel. So in 48 hours, we just played New Orleans again in New Orleans, and that's where we are right now. So no reason to come all the way back and travel this time of year. Save all that travel, save all that time. Like, yeah, and give the guys just, you know, a couple days in New Orleans to kind of get it together and figure it out there. I think that's, you know, I think that's to our advantage. You know, it really, for once, you know, for all the things that have gone wrong here in the past few years, like, at least that kind of went right. You know, like, feel like a few little tiny pieces are clicking into place, you know. So, yes, the regular season is finally over. And we have finished with a 47-35 record. You know, those of you who have been listening to my pod since, you know, the first episode know that I made a rather lofty prediction that this has fallen a little short of. I'm 15 games short, I guess. Yeah, I predicted 62 games. So here, big plate of crow for me to eat right now. You know, and in retrospect, like, you know, I really, you know, before we kind of put this team together, you know, I really knew better. Like, looking at the way this league has been, and the way last year was, especially with the parity in the West, you know, I remember even saying on my timeline, I think before, you know, it was before the before Summer League, I think, and I said something along the lines of, I think whoever wins the West is, you know, probably not going to win much more than 52 games. And, you know, I believe that the Thunder, who just won it, I think they just won 56. So I wasn't too far off. And, you know, parity's real. Like, you know, 1 through 3 was still not decided. That's the first time that's ever happened. 1 through 3 still deciding their seeding on the last game of the season. You know, so the NBA, like, yeah, the whole thing with the play-in has been a huge success. And, you know, like, what it has done for excitement here. Because, like, I remember so many years of watching this league, these final few games of the season are usually, you know, a bunch of G leaguers, a bunch of, you know, people, you know, teams like purposely tanking, or just like games that really don't matter. And you can tell that they don't matter, and they just feel like they don't matter. But that's changed. That's changed big time here since the play-in and these past few years. And it was pretty, the payoff this year was pretty goddamn good. Parity is real, folks. Like, as good as both the Nuggets and the Celtics are, there are still cracks in their armor. And the gap between 1 to 8 on both the East and West is not as big as it used to be. It's, you know, it's pretty crazy. Like, to feel like, you know, as a Laker fan, like, you know, having the 8 seed, you know, possibly 7th if we win the, you know, win this play-in game, like, and feel confident that we're going to possibly make a deep run, even facing Denver first round, it's crazy. Like, and I believe it's really, you know, a product of the parity in the league. Like, you know, like, all these matchups that we've got for the playoffs, I'm so excited for these playoffs, actually, because I think we're going to have a lot of really close games, a lot of really good series, and a lot of series that push 6-7 games. So, you know, because it's really that close between these teams, and styles make fights, and all these teams play in such dramatically different ways. It just, it really makes it a lot of fun, in my opinion, just a lot of fun. So I'm really looking forward to these playoffs. You know, despite our, you know, having to, you know, fight from the bottom for them again this year, like, you know, it's going to be fun. Like, you know, even if we can't get past Denver, I'm still going to be watching, because this is, yeah, I love this game. And man, when the competition is this close, it's a lot of fun, and we get some epic games and epic matchups. And, you know, for my money, like the only league that has the playoffs, you know, close to exciting as the NBA is NHL. And, you know, they're happening about the same time. Like, you know, and I'm a super casual hockey fan, but goddamn, the playoffs, the NHL playoffs are pretty damn fun to watch. So, like, you know, and like, yeah, I think we're, you know, the NBA is right there, you know, especially right now with the parity. And so, hey, lots of fun coming up. So, you know, like I said, we are currently the number 8 seed, and if we win, we can get the number 7 seed, and, you know, Denver is the number 2, you know, because Minnesota is the only one of the 3 that lost today. They dropped to number 3, and the Thunder stay at 1, Denver goes to 2. Now, had Minnesota just been able to win their game, it would have just stayed, you know, where it was at 1-2-3, you know, with Denver in 3, but Minnesota couldn't do it. You know, and, you know, granted, Phoenix, you know, Phoenix was really, you know, clawing and scratching, and they're a tough matchup. You know, like I said, styles make fights, you know, so they're a tough matchup for Minnesota. So, and now Minnesota has to face them in the first round. So that's also going to be interesting. So anyway, you know, and, you know, we've got the 7-8 game, you know, and that's against the Pelicans again. And, you know, of course, there's a bunch of Laker fans I've seen, you know, talking about, like, you know, oh, losing that game to avoid Denver. And I'm here to say, fuck that. That's chicken shit. No. Like, no, we want to win that game, because if we lose this game, you know, sure, the Thunder would be a much better matchup for a first round. Abso-fucking-lutely. There's no doubt about that. But here's the thing. You lose this game on Tuesday, you have to play again then on Friday. The playoffs start on Saturday. Now, and I believe, to check, I think the Thunder maybe play on Sunday, but you're still only getting one day off. So, yeah, you don't want that. You do not want that. Plus, the other thing is that Denver is the team that beat us last year. They're the ones who knocked us out. What better way to try and do this than first thing? Because if this team is not good enough, and if we get swept again, you know, hey, Darvin Ham is boom. Like, and in fact, if he's not, that's ridiculous. So, you know, there is a bright side here. You know, as well as if we make it over this hump, like, I really like our chances. You know, now, like, I would like to still be able to, you know, avoid, for matchup purposes, like, teams that do worry me a little bit are the Kings and the Mavericks a little bit. So if we can avoid them matchup wise, possibly, but at the same time, you got to play whoever you got to play. So, you know, you can't really control that stuff. You know, it would just be, you know, kind of nice if it can happen, you know, cause it makes the path a little easier. But yeah, at this point, like, I'm kind of glad that there's the potential of us, you know, having to having to climb the mountain and have the hardest task first. I really like that. I think that's, you know, kind of fitting for the way this season has been. And like, I feel like it's basically kind of a test for Darwin of like, hey, show us, you know, we're not going to wait around until Western Conference Finals. Show us now, show us you can do it now. So I like that. And there's a beautiful synchronicity here that I just realized tonight. I'm going to take another hit for this because this is just wonderful. Look at your calendars on the date this Saturday. The date this Saturday is a little special to us stoners. It's quite special. Yep. You guessed it. 420, motherfuckers. Perfect day to smoke some nuggets. Oh, man. The synchronicity of that. Like, if we can do that the year I start my podcast, like, oh, my fucking God. Like, you will see me lose my mind on this podcast if we could beat Denver. I will probably be so fucking delusional if we can win that series. So, you know, something for you all to look forward to, I guess. if we can do it, you know, but I'm still doubtful, but I'm hopeful that if it doesn't happen, we cut that ham off, get that old stinking ham out of the fridge. So, yeah, 420, baby, 420. Let's fucking do this. 420. Perfect. Fucking perfect. So, anyway, on to my, you know, next little topic here. Next topic is just talk about the playoff picture, basically. You know, so you know, we're 7-8, you know, Kings and Warriors are the 9-10 play-in game for the West. And then for the East, the Bulls Hawks are the 9-10 play-in game, and the Sixers Heat are the 7-8 play-in game. So, and then, you know, your playoffs are going to shape up like this. You know, the West, the Thunder are going to play the 8 seed. Nuggets will play the 7 seed. Hopefully us. T-Wolves are already matched up with the Suns, and the Clippers are already matched up with the Mavs. Both of those series, like the Clippers-Mavs especially, like, man, I'm really looking forward to that one. That should be an epic freaking battle. And I think if that doesn't go at least 6, if not, or 7, like, I will be shocked. If either of those teams is able to pull it off in like 5 or 4, like, I will be absolutely stunned. That's got 7 games like written all over it. So yeah, that's must watch TV for me. Like, I'm looking forward to that series personally. And, you know, like, I don't really have like a big dog in the fight either. Like, you know, I'll be just rooting for good basketball, you know, like probably kind of softly rooting for the Mavs, but like, yeah, it's not. Yeah. I don't have this, like, all these like young Laker fans that have this like just seething hatred for the Clippers. Like, I just don't get it. Like, the Clippers, you know, sure, they've been kind of a little extra annoying recently in that, you know, that winning streak was rough. That was rough. Like, you know, as somebody who's been a fan for a long time and, you know, just used to them just being such bottom feeders for so long. Yeah, that was rough. But like, I still can't even like bring myself to even like, you know, like dislike them, you know, like, I don't like, they're like the little brother. They're like, you know, they're still an annoyance, and they're, you know, they're not a threat. So until they win it, like, I'm not impressed, is basically, you know, sorry, Clippers fans. I like a lot of you are cool guys, like, but just, you know, but like, I don't have that, I don't have that hatred. So I don't get that. Like, I guess maybe those regular season games and just the, you know, what we were going through really stung for a lot of people, but, you know, and maybe also just a lot of people that are, you know, living in LA and close with Clippers fans and just taking shit from a lot of them maybe. But yeah, I just, you know, and maybe since I live in New Mexico, I don't get it directly from them. So yeah. So I just don't have that same animosity with the Clippers. Like, you know, they're just the annoying little brother still to me. And then, you know, over to the East, you know, the Celtics are going to be playing whoever's the 8 seed. The Knicks are going to play whoever's the 7 seed. And watch out for the Knicks. The Knicks play a style of ball that is really conducive to winning in the playoffs. You know, very, you know, defensive minded, very physical. You know, so, and Jalen Brunson has really kind of picked it up to another level this year, I believe. So watch out for that team. You know, nobody's really talking about that team. You know, and it's going to be interesting. Like, you know, if they, you know, get unlucky and get Miami in that first round, though, that may be a little too tough for them, you know, like, because, man, playoff Jimmy, man, that's something else, man. You know, but like I'm hoping actually for the Heat to play Celtics in the first round. So I'm kind of hoping that the Heat lose that first game to the Sixers and then get the 8th seed by winning the second game. Just so they're matched up with the Celtics. But, you know, because I also like the matchup with Knicks Sixers better just because of, you know, those two and those styles matching up with each other. And those cities matching up with each other. I'd kind of like that, but you know, we'll see how that all shapes out. Cause it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if the Heat, yeah, do it like last year, you know, or yeah, it's really interesting. And then we've got the Bucks versus the Pacers and the Cavs versus the Magic. And, you know, like I said earlier in the year, I really liked the Cavs, but like the Cavs, recently, you know, that they were in that number two slot. They're, you know, they've slid all the way down to the four, and you know, losing that last game of the season to the Hornets, to, you know, for the reward of, you know, now facing the Magic, like, oof, rough, man. They were in third place, I believe, before that, and like, yeah, that's rough, man. So, you know, they could have been the ones playing the Pacers, which probably would have been a, you know, a little bit better matchup for them. But yeah, that I think the Magic are probably going to take that series, and the Cavs are probably going to blow it up, because I think, you know, well, not necessarily blow it up, but I think Donovan's probably gone. And my gut tells me New York, because I think, yeah, I think we're asked, you know, we're not going to be willing to give up what they're asking. Is that's what my gut says. And personally, on a side note, you know, I kind of rather us, if we're going to go after the three-star, I'm not, you know, also before I say this, I'm not a big three-star proponent, but if we're going to go after a three-star and a guard, and the people are talking about either Donovan Mitchell or Trae Young, I'm on team Trae Young. I would much rather have Trae Young, because he is a playmaker. I think a much better fit with the Lakers, you know, with his game. So that's just a little sidebar there, you know. But, you know, I also think that there's a very good chance that, you know, everybody's talking about those two guys. But, like, I think there's a good chance that Rob makes a deal that surprises a lot of people with an up-and-coming guy as opposed to a big star like that. But we'll wait and see. You know, a lot of fans may be disappointed in the offseason if we don't get that third star. But, you know, I think we all have to remember that the Russell Westbrook thing really did and the new CBA, and look what's happening to Phoenix now with their three-star model. It's tough, you know. Now, obviously, the counterpoint to this is, you know, look at the Celtics. You know, in fact, they've almost got a four-star model. You know, I mean, it's that maybe a bit of a stretch, but it's close, and you know, they're in, you know, win now or bust mode also, just because of the new CBA. So, but you know, that's also, you know, we'll see. You know, I also feel that, you know, as good as they've been in the regular season, I feel like Boston is still a very vulnerable team. And, you know, I see a lot of teams on the East that could actually knock them out before they get to the finals. And, you know, I think that, you know, the Nuggets, as the favorite to get out of the West, are a really tough matchup for them. So, but we'll see, you know, we'll see. Like I said, 1-8 on both sides, that gap, that margin, 1-8 is probably the smallest I've seen it in the 40 plus years I've been, you know, 44 or whatever years I've been watching basketball. I can't think of a time where like I've felt like anybody below a 6 seed had a legitimate shot to really make some noise. And like, I feel like everybody below a 6 seed has a shot to make some noise, and both sides. It's fun. It's great. You know, the league should be happy. And I think the league also, you know, on another little side note, I think the league, you know, kind of missed a big opportunity today. You know, if you notice today, everybody was playing today. All 30 teams are playing today, but there was only two nationally televised games and they were on ESPN. So no ABC games, you know, no way to get out there to a lot of the people that don't have cable, you know, no free TV for a lot of the kids that, you know, don't have any other way to see a lot of these games. And I think that was a big missed opportunity by the NBA to not have at least one or two games on ABC. And yeah, just unfortunate to see and kind of disappointing. So, but anyway, you know, that's how the playoffs are shaping up. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun, you know. You know, I don't know about the rest of you, but I am personally just super stoked that the fucking regular season is over. Like, oh, I feel like I can exhale now. Like, the weight been lifted off my shoulders. Like, it's now, you know, do or die. And we're either going to be, you know, on a good fun ride for the next couple months, or we're going to be on vacation here in the next couple weeks. Hey, sounds pretty good to me, you know, not bad. Now, of course, you know, if we're on vacation in a couple of weeks, that is the disappointment, and we'll deal with that when we come with that. But like, I'm not going to punish myself and worry about any kind of disappointment before it gets here. I'm going to celebrate tonight. I'm going to celebrate the fact that we are the 8th seed right now. Thank you, Kobe. We are the 8th seed. So, yeah. Just soak that in. I'm just going to soak that in and enjoy that. And one game at a time right now. Literally, we are forced to take it one game at a time. Because it's Tuesday night, do or die. We win on Tuesday. We play on Saturday. We lose on Tuesday. We play on Friday. And then we lose on Friday. We go home. But if we win on Friday, we have to play on either Saturday or Sunday. Win on Tuesday. Win on Tuesday. Say it with me over and over. Win on Tuesday. Win on Tuesday. Yes, we are going to face Denver. We want Denver. Anyway, that's moving on to my final topic here of the night. Michael Cooper. Michael Cooper finally made the Hall of Fame. Like, for those of us longtime Laker fans, this has been such a long time coming. We've been calling for this for years. So well deserved, and it's a shame it's taken this long. It should have happened years ago, but you can't look a gift horse in the mouth, you know. So we're grateful that the Naismith Hall of Fame has finally selected him. Well deserved, you know. This man had a 12-year career from 78 to 90, won 5 championships. He was on 8 all-defensive teams. Again, 8 all-defensive teams. 5 of those 8 were on the first team. So 5 first teams, 3 second teams. That's a defensive stud. Something that doesn't exist in today's game. You know, we have guys that play occasional defense. And, you know, like, settle down, all you youngsters. I do understand these guys are much more skilled, especially offensively, than they were in the 80s. Definitely. I'm going to give you that. But defense is still about effort. And about want to, and Michael Cooper was one of those guys that had the effort and the want to for days. So we love Mike. Salute to Mike. It is wonderful. He also won a DPOY in 1987. I almost forgot that one. So yeah, Defensive Player of the Year award as well within that. So defensive stud. Great player, funny guy, also a former New Mexico Lobo. So I have, Coop holds a very, very special place in my heart. Yes, because he is one of one, the only guy who is both a Lobo and a Laker. So, like, yeah, I know James Worthy is my favorite player growing up because it was just because I wanted to be like James, but Coop was always a special place in my heart because, like I said, you know, I saw him as a Lobo and saw him, you know, as a Laker. So, yay, Coop. Well deserved. Biggest of congratulations. And, you know, Laker Nation is thrilled for you. So, anyway, I guess that really means only one more thing. It's time. Yes, it is time for another edition of Historical Stoner Circle. So tonight I'd like to dedicate it to fans and 3 of my favorite famous fans that I'd love to have a Historical Stoner Circle with. And that's Jack Nicholson, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and Flea. I'd love to be able to sit around and pass the ball with the 3 of them. That would be a fun time and a good conversation. Yeah, just so yeah, it's all about the fans because the season's over. Fuck you, Darvin, as a side note. Yeah, we can live and die by these games if we fucking want to. Kiss my ass. Because of the fact we live and die by these games, you get a fucking big ass paycheck and a 4-year fucking contract, you dick. You still need to apologize to us. Sorry. Excuse my rant there. I had to fucking say that though. Anyway, it's all love. I guess that's about it for me. So peace out and stay zooted, everybody. I will catch you next week. And, you know, probably, you know, yeah, I've been thinking about this. Yeah, I'll probably just do it after Friday night. You know, hopefully won't have to be, you know, after a second game on Friday night, fingers crossed. And hopefully we play on Saturday. And, you know, it's, you can listen to the pod Saturday morning after I've shared it with everybody and right before the game, hopefully. So go Lakers. Peace out and stay zooted, everybody.
In the history of mankind, men have been called out and written up millions of times over. But only one man was written up for, and I quote, making barnyard noises and wouldn't stop. Rest in power, my friend. Washiko.